Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There's a ghost in my hotel room. I dreamed I gave her the key. I might be mistaken, but it's awful dark to see. She lets herself in at 3 a.m. to crawl in bed with me.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Alice Cooper isn't the only one who remade himself over the years. Three decades ago, John Doe helped refine the sound of punk with the band X. Later, he became an actor in TV shows like Roswell and movies like The Good Girl. But on his solo albums, we've met the real John Doe. He digs deep into the roots and blues rock that set X apart from every other L.A. punk band in the 80s. We'll talk to John Doe in a moment about his latest album, A Year in the Wilderness. But first, here's a song from that CD played live in our Soundcheck studio. The song's called The Golden State. Cindy Wasserman helping out on vocals. Here is guitarist and singer John Doe.
You are the hole in my head. I am the pain in your neck. You are the lump in my throat. I am the aching in your heart. We are tangled, we are stolen. We are living where things are headed. Tangled, we are stolen, we are buried up to our necks in sand. We're luck, we're fate, we are the feeling you get in the Golden State. We're love, we are hate, we are the feeling I get when you walk away. Nightmare, I am that fallen sensation. You are my needles and pins. I am your hangover morning. We are tangled, we are stolen, we are living with things ahead. We're luck, we're fate. The feeling you get in the Golden State. We're love, we are hate, we are the feeling I get when you walk away.
That is John Doe and Cindy Wasserman live in our Soundcheck studio. The album's called A Year in the Wilderness, and you'll find a version of that song on it, The Golden State. John, welcome back, first of all, to Soundcheck.
Thanks. It's nice to be a repeat...
A repeat offender?
Yeah, you beat me to the punch.
What a tangle of conflicted emotions in that song. What is the feeling you get in the Golden State in California there?
Freedom.
Really?
Yep.
And you don't
The horizon goes on forever, and it's just like, you know, like anything can happen in the West. You can change your name to John Doe.
Mm-hmm. Do you get that feeling coming to the Empire State?
No, I get a feeling of like you better hit the gas pedal and keep your eyes moving left to right at all times.
I understand you had a little trouble getting to our particular corner of the Empire State here.
They don't allow trailers going through the Holland Tunnel anymore. We're using a GPS thing. It goes to show you if you rely too much on the computers, it'll screw you up.
Yeah.
But no, when you come to the Empire State, when you come to the East Coast, it's like everything just gets faster and it's the best. I love it.
We were speaking with Alice Cooper before, as you heard, who changed his life with golf. You started acting in the mid-'80s. Were you also, I mean, were you actively looking for some kind of outlet other than music?
Not really. Allison Anders was doing a movie called Border Radio and using a lot of musicians in the cast. And she asked me to do this small part. And then as we kind of worked on it, it became a little bigger and, you know. It's really rewarding, though. You don't have to rely on an audience to validate what you've done. You just know it, you know.
You
do a scene, everybody's, you know, it's all happening, and it's like, boom. When the director says, wow, that was good, it's like, you know, your dad coming over and giving you a pat on the back, but you still know.
So you don't need the 100,000 people in the gallery at the Phoenix Open or whatever that was that Alice was talking about.
You know, it's really hilarious when people, you know, we're playing the Mercury Lounge tonight and like people will come and say, oh, I'm so glad that you played this intimate club. And it's like, yeah, we were going to play the Staples Center, but, you know, the Ice Capades were in town. So we decided to just play this dive bar. Whatever.
John Doe is playing at the Mercury Lounge tonight, along with the band Dead Rock West, featuring Cindy Wasserman.
That's right.
So they're on 9:30, you're on 10:30.
Yes, sir.
And I guess there will be mixing and matching of personnel between...
Well, actually, Dave Carpenter and Brian Head played drums and bass on this new record. I mm-hmm. played with Dave for a long time, and they happened to be in Dead Rock West. I had them first. Cindy's well aware of that. So
okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is your sixth solo record. It's called A Year in the Wilderness, which is, especially in light of what you've already told us about why you live in California, the sense of freedom and stuff, seems a particularly ominous title. Was there something thematic running through these songs as you put this album together?
Well, you know, I kind of made my last couple records on relationships and, you know, trying to keep them together and, you know, how that is easy and hard and falling in love with people and falling out of love with people. And so it's kind of like, it's all autobiographical, but then you step it up a couple levels so it's more fiction and, you know, but living outside of L.A., you know, like 90 miles out of L.A., it's great. I mean, we have rattlesnakes and I have a picture of a rattlesnake on my phone I'll show you, the last one that I caught. It's in a big white bucket.
The last one that you caught?
Oh, I've caught several, yeah. Maybe like two or three a year for the last 10 years. Yeah.
Well, when you say that a lot of these songs are autobiographical, but then you kind of ramp them up to the level of fiction, I'm really, really hoping that The Meanest Man in the World is closer to fiction than to autobiography.
What, the autobiographical murder ballad? You have a problem with that? No, it is fictionalized because... But I did get the idea walking up to this home that we live in, and it's a dirt road, maybe half a mile from the main road, and there's our house. It's getting dark. The lights are on, and it's you realize how vulnerable you can be. And there was a neighbor that's, you know, a couple acres away, which is not far, but still, it's like... stuff can happen, and it's kind of scary, and yeah. And then you also, you know, the ramping up is you do things that are not exactly you're proud of to your family, you know, telling them things and you know, or being a certain way, and then it's like, well, just elevate that, you know, just amplify that to the, you know, the worst.
It's one of the great things that you can do that in a song and not hurt anybody. Let's hear a little bit. The Meanest Man in the World is from the album by John Doe.
Up this gravel road, he saw the house a mile away. The moon was just setting, the nights were darker then. Lights in the living room, he could recall that the TV was on, but not if anyone was watching. He never thought of himself as cruel. He never thought of himself at all. Kind
kindness was always outside his grasp. He was the meanest man in the world.
That is John Doe from the album A Year in the Wilderness. Meanest Man in the World is the name of the song. The story with this record, John, that I heard is that there was kind of a deadline. There was a release date set before the album was finished, and you came up a couple of songs short. Is that basically what happened?
Well, I knew it as we were doing. I talked to all the people I work with and said, so what do you think? You know, it's been a couple of years. I got several songs. Should we set this release date? This is like in October or November.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said, yeah, it's going to be fine. You know, it's not too soon. It's good. But I realized that at that point, you know, okay, June 12th, you're going to release a record. And it's like, I've got like 9 songs, maybe 10, if you include a Joni Mitchell cover that we do. So, yeah, I mean,
so
luckily I got busy and, you know, worked okay under pressure.
Well, you got some help, as you so often have in the
yes.
past, including some lyrics for the song Darling Underdog from Exene Cervenka.
Yeah, Exene and I are just the closest of friends, you know. Still have a pretty strong remnant of the soulmate thing going on.
Mm-hmm. She was with you in X, and afterwards with your alt country band, The Knitters,
right.
and so she wrote the lyrics for this song. Darling Underdog is the name of it. You guys want to do it
yeah,
for us here in the studio?
Once
again, Cindy Wasserman will join in on vocals. Here is John Doe live in our Soundcheck studio.
Green into blue, black into white, me into you, like ultraviolet light. Feed me the songs, forgive me, I was wrong. Darling underdog, disappearing in the fog. Traffic lights forever changing, red to greenish blue. Paperize your secret sign, underground with you, underground with you. Disco ball, gospel delta light, down the lazy hall, kissing you goodnight. Gone from lover's lane to lover's leap in pain, when I thought I could fly, became the sky. Traffic lights forever changing, red to greenish blue. Paperize your secret sign, underground with you, underground with you, underground.
Once again, John Doe with Cindy Wasserman and a song called Darling Underdog, which appears on the new CD called A Year in the Wilderness. Your 6th solo CD, if I'm counting properly.
Maybe 7.
There was a kind of a compilation thing, right, that came out last year.
Right.
And one of the sort of constant sounds on these various CDs is the male-female duet. You seem to be drawn to that kind of those kinds of harmonies. Whether it's, I mean, you know, with Cindy here in the studio, Jill Sobel and Amy Mann on the new record. What is it about that? You know, that type of writing that appeals to you.
Well, I think it's a lesson learned with X, for one. I think my voice sounds better with a woman singing. You know, there's some people like, you know, Bob Dylan or, you know, the guy from Arcade Fire's name escapes me.
Wynn Butler.
Right. Or, you know, the Spoon guy, Brett.
Brett Daniels.
Daniels. You know, they sound great just like themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And because they have kind of quirky voices, you know. My voice is sort of like regular, smoothy sort of, you know, but not croony, but whatever, you know. So, and a lot of the songs are about relationships, so it kind of makes sense, you know.
Well, and when you and Xene first started doing that all those years ago with the band X, I mean, punk was all about the guy, or rarely the girl, but just, you know, the one singer kind of pouring his or her bile out on stage.
Right.
So that was really quite a different thing to do back then.
Well, I mean, we loved each other then, you know, so it seemed natural. And you know, I met her, Xene, at a writing workshop, and she was just clearly writing songs. She would write other things that were, you know, poetry, but some of the stuff was just like a song, like from top to bottom, verse, chorus, everything else. But, you know, the whole thing with punk rock is that it was like women stepped up and were like a real player. You know, they played bass, they played drums, played guitar. You know, they weren't just like window dressing, which is the best thing.
Now, you mentioned that she was doing poetry. You're the editor of a poetry magazine.
Unfortunately, the poetry section of this online magazine is on hold because a web designer has said, it's too much work.
All it takes is for a web designer to say it's too much work and a whole poetry thing is gone.
It was even more than that. It was like a music and arts and... Peter Case was writing a column for it, and Deepak Chopra was writing a thing for it, and they would have like 8-page interviews with Lieber and Stoller and like really cool stuff like that. But,
well, you know, this has always been kind of interesting to me is lyrics and poetry, not necessarily the same thing. When you're writing, how do you know which it is?
I think just by the rhythm of it, the meter is the first thing. If you can like a definite... Like dun dun, but if it just has a certain pulse to it, then you can kind of work a lyric into it, and it also has to be. It can't be too. Well, it's not true for me. I try to stay away from getting too involved. You know, I mean the words being too difficult and you know more economical and stuff.
Right.
Although other people, you know, Nico Case writes these crazy ass. You know, what the heck is that? But you kind of get an idea what it's about, but yeah.
Is that poet's jargon? Crazy ass? You're throwing jargon around here.
Oh, whatever those big words, those $20 words that Nico Case has got to use all the time just shows she's so smart.
Well, the album called A Year in the Wilderness does not give us full lyrics, but it does give us these little...
Yeah.
You know, what the newspaper editors call pull quotes from each song. And, you know, it almost looks like poetry that way on the page. Like,
well, I could. And I've done lyrics all, on some other records, full lyrics. But it ends up being too many things. The print is too small. And it's sort of, it ends up also kind of being a little pretentious, I think.
Well, the record is called A Year in the Wilderness from John Doe. It is his latest. He is performing tonight at the Mercury Lounge along with the band Dead Rock West, which includes Cindy Wasserman, who's been performing for us as well. To the two of you, thank you so much for joining us. A real pleasure to have you here with us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking us again.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, we'll debate the merits of the British composer Edward Elgar. Sir Edward Elgar to you. 150 years after his birth, some say he's a symbol of England's imperial past. Others praise his many masterpieces. Also tomorrow, the Australian singer-songwriter Nick Cave. 3 decades into his career, the leader of the band The Bad Seeds refuses to go gracefully into musical middle age. He talks about his raw and raucous side project, Grinderman. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. And we had help today from Chris Lim and Matt Schultes. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck. Just a little more time.
Time.